direct your movie projector, your mind, to reach your own desired goals. Now, once you image something new for yourself, you're going to get flooded with new concepts and ideas on how to realize that image. All of this will come about when you've allowed yourself to break through your own worst limitation, and that is what you believe are your own capabilities. I want you to think about your brain being a computer and think about all the obsolete negative information that's been programmed into your mind. You need a program upgrade in your own brain. You need to be able to see yourself being the person you really want to be, because we're self-fulfilling prophecies. Now, there's some really easy steps for using mental rehearsal. And the first one is, just remember that your brain is a computer and you want to program it correctly. The best way is to get your computer in the correct mode for programming. And that would be to be deeply relaxed both in body and mind. And it's only when you're relaxed is your mind open enough to fresh ideas and new techniques. When your body and mind are deeply relaxed, your brain actually becomes slower in its brain waves. And this slower state is known as the alpha state. Research has said that using mental rehearsal during this relaxed time is that your subconscious records new programs more effectively. And the two most effective times to use mental rehearsal are when you first wake up in the morning, when your mind and body are very relaxed and receptive, and the other one is at night, just before falling to sleep. Now, another thing for effective mental rehearsal is have a clearly defined goal of whatever you would like to have or create in your life or experience. And you have to have the faith and belief that you can create your goal. The third step is to actually create a mental picture as if the goal were already yours. Act as if the picture were real today, not sometime in the future. Now be sure you fill in all the small details of the sights, the colors, the smell, the textures, the feeling. The more realistic you are in detailing the picture of the person you want to become, the better. See, if you can see, hear, touch, smell, and taste your goal, your picture will be much clearer and will imprint much faster in your computer. And remember, every thought you have, good or bad, right or wrong, true or false, 4 volts of electrical chemical energy imprint a groove in your brain. The more that groove is reinforced, the more the brain is programmed to be that. So, you want the fourth step here is to focus on your mental picture as often as possible. So, at least twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes each time for at least 21 to 30 days. Now, research has proven it takes a minimum of 21 days to affect any perceivable change in your mental image. So, it's only taken 3 weeks for an old mental image to dissolve and a new mental image to form. Another way to imprint your desire on your mind is to create the image of what you want maybe 5 to 20 seconds a time during the day. See, there are dozens of times during the day that you could simply envision the new you. While you're at a stoplight, on hold on the telephone, while you're taking a shower, any time that you could just close your eyes momentarily, and all you need is about 20 seconds of seeing that image, reinforce it, reinforce it, and reinforce it. Now, the fifth step, I think, is a fabulous step, and I highly recommend it, and that is to create a vision board of yourself reaching the goals that you want. Now, if you've never done a vision board, it clearly is one of the most powerful ways to literally get your brain to understand that you want it to change. So when you have tangible pictures of the goals, you are actually consciously creating your future. You can use different sources such as magazines, newspaper. Start to collect symbols for what you want. Now, these symbols can be in the form of pictures, sayings, or statements that represent the goals and the dreams of your life. And there's a great resource on Miltier.com. It's called Live Bigger, Dream Bigger. It's about how to create a vision board. And it's very inexpensive, and it would be very beneficial for you to add that process to this process of breaking bad habits. Because, again, whatever you image, you are creating that 4 volts of electrical chemical current that goes in the brain, and whatever is reinforced and reinforced and reinforced in your brain is what you become. Another critical key to developing the self-motivation to break any bad habit is you've got to start to control your self-talk and your thoughts. One of the strongest reasons people are unable to break their negative habits is because literally they spend most of their time reinforcing their beliefs they cannot break the habit. You see, with our self-talk, often we create labels for ourselves. And some people label themselves things like, I am a heavy person, I'm a smoker, I'm a nervous person, I have a bad temper, I'm always late, I'm a gambler, I'm a bad speller, I'm lazy, I bite my nails, I'm not good at marketing, I'm not good at hiring employees. I mean, you see, all these type of statements are simply negative reinforcements that create a picture for yourself with the bad habit instead of creating the new image that you do want to manifest in your life. Now, I keep saying we're self-fulfilling prophecies because we are. In other words, what you say and think about yourself comes true. It is as if we unconsciously believe that we can say negative things about ourselves, and those negative thoughts have no effect on us or our future. We have unconsciously created labels for ourselves that keep us stuck with old behavior patterns and bad habits. The bottom line is you are now the sum total of all the programming other people have given you and that you have reinforced through the thoughts you've had about yourself. So the end result is all those past images, thoughts, and directions will influence your attitudes and every action you take today. Now, if you don't take personal responsibility for the nurturing, caring, and feeding of your own subconscious mind, you're going to get manipulated and controlled by your past programming and your current environment. Now, life is just too short for that, folks. Now, you have the power within yourself to train your mind to choose what you think. So instead of allowing random thoughts to just hold you hostage, how about become inner-directed, focused, so that you can decide what you want to think rather than have your thoughts and emotions determined by the world around you? You know, the untrained mind has more emotional ups and downs because it's simply reacting to random thoughts. And these are just thoughts, but they can have an effect on you. So, focus on what you want. Now, remember this, what you focus on always multiplies. So, just like the earth, your brain does not discern what you plant. It will work just as hard to grow weeds as it will to grow beautiful flowers. You get to determine the seeds that are planted by what you say to yourself over and over. Quite simply, you're the self-fulfilling prophecy because your subconscious mind does not know the difference between factual reality and imagined reality. If you focus on what you don't want, then you're actually creating that as the dominant request in your experience. So, how about focus on what you really do want? Start being kind to yourself and nice to yourself and your best friend to yourself, and start saying positive things to yourself, such as, I am the perfect weight for my body and lifestyle. I am allowing my body to obtain its perfect balance for health and vitality. You know, many of your beliefs have no foundation of truth. So instead of promoting your negative self, how about promoting the good part of yourself? See, if you think you're destined to be overweight, below average, poor, unlucky in love, clumsy, or even not good at something, you're going to take actions that will make these thoughts a reality. None of these thoughts are actually true, but thinking them creates beliefs and images in your mind that reinforces these negative statements until they actually become true for you. Now, once you start to become aware of the directions you give your brain, you have more control of your life because your internal dialogue with what you believe about the situations is how you create your emotions.